This is Kelsey Patterson with the Sioux City Public Library, and you're listening to Check It Out. Are you having twist-ending withdrawals after Gillian Flynn's bestseller Gone Girl and last year's breakout hit Paula Hawkins's The Girl on the Train? Then look no further than Ruth Ware's In a Dark, Dark Wood to provide you with your next fix of psychological suspense. Nora Shaw is a reclusive crime writer living in London. She lives a lonely, cyclic life of writing, drinking coffee, and taking long runs around her neighborhood. Out of the blue, she receives an invitation to a bachelorette party for Claire Cavendish, a friend whom she hasn't seen in nearly 10 years. For weeks, Nora struggles to figure out why she, of all people, would be invited. Letting her curiosity get the best of her, she reluctantly agrees to attend the party. When the weekend of the party arrives, Nora finds herself in the remote English countryside in a gleaming modern house set deep in the woods. Faced with no cell service, an annoyingly perky hostess, and Claire's bombshell revelation about her fiancé's identity, Nora begins to question why she ever agreed to attend the bachelorette party in the first place. But as the first night falls, and more revelations unfold among the group, an unnerving memory shatters Nora's reserve, and a haunting realization creeps in. The party is not alone in the woods. From the opening pages of the book, the reader knows that something horrible happens at the party. It's the who, what, when, where, and how that will keep readers guessing and flipping the pages. Ware masterfully layers flashbacks, intricate plot, and fast-paced writing to build suspense and set a bone-chilling scene. Check out In a Dark, Dark Wood and others like it at the Sioux City Public Library.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.